Unit 20.
一人、二人、三人。
When you count a number of people in Japanese, you use regular numbers except for 1 and 2. As you've learned, 1 is
1,
2 is
2,
and the word that shows you are counting people is
人.
The Japanese perceive that it would be awkward to say
1人
and
2人,
so they use an old way of counting instead. One person is
1人,
two persons
2人,
the rest is easy and regular.
3人, 4人, 5人, 6人, 7人,
and so on. Also notice that when you want to say 11 persons and 12 persons, you say
11人
and
12人
instead of
11人
and
12人. 男の子、女の子.
You have learned
男の子
and
女の子
for a boy and a girl. Notice that in Japanese there are no special words such as boys and girls. Rather, you say literally a male child and a female child. You can use these words for all ages from newborn babies to children in high school and sometimes even in college. An important cultural difference you may notice if you spend some time living in Japan is that Japanese children are generally more dependent on their parents than their U.S. counterparts are, and that they frequently appear to be less mature. Parental support for children is usually continued through and often beyond college. You would not find it awkward, therefore, to call a 22-year-old male college graduate
男の子.
You may often hear Japanese refer to their children as
大きい男の子, 小さい女の子,
etc. They literally mean a big boy and a small girl, respectively. And the Japanese may be actually talking about the size of their children, or they may be calling a grown-up boy
大きい男の子,
and a very young girl
小さい女の子.
The context will determine the meaning. In this unit, you heard
私たちは男の子が欲しいんですが.
For, we would like a boy. Japanese, like many other Asians, are more particular about the sex of their children than people in many Western countries. While it has become legally accepted for a married couple to use two separate last names, both the husband's and the wife's, it is still predominantly the husband's last name that is kept. Family business has been traditionally handed down to the oldest male child in the family. Many parents, therefore, would like to have at least one boy when they have children.